Muslims of commitment and faith. During this month of Ramadan, Allah Jalla wa Ala, exalted and almighty, says, وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِ إِذَا دَعَانِ فَلْيَسْتَجِيبُوا لِي وَلْيُؤْمِنُوا بِي لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْشُدُونَ. And if my subjects and servants question you concerning me, I indeed am near to them. I respond to those who solicit me. So they should call upon me so that they may reach a level of maturity, of understanding. وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِ إِذَا دَعَانِ فَلْيَسْتَجِيبُوا لِي وَلْيُؤْمِنُوا بِي لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْشُدُونَ. This ayah, in the context of the Quran, has been placed almost in the dead center of the ayat that speak about fasting, which begin with يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الصِّيَامُ كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ, and which end with وَلَا تَأْكُلُوا أَمْوَالَكُمْ بَيْنَكُمْ بِالْبَاطِلِ وَتُدِلُوا بِهَا إِلَى الْحُكَّامِ لِتَأْكُلُوا فَرِيقًا مِنْ أَمْوَالِ النَّاسِ بِالْإِثْمِ وَأَنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ. In the middle of this discourse on Ramadan, on fasting, on denial, Allah presents us with this particular ayah. And if Allah is saying, and if my servants query you concerning me, then I am near to them. The first observation concerning the positioning of this ayah is that Allah wanted to say to us while we are fasting that He is close to us. How many moments in life does a person contemplate the idea that where is God? If there is a God, He would have responded to me. If there was a God, He would have shown more compassion to us. If there was a God, He would have acted in a more forthcoming manner. These are questions that cross the minds of individuals, human beings, whether they are Muslims or whether they are not Muslims. But Allah, who created us and knows how we respond and how we react, presented us with this fact while we are fasting, at a time when we purge our body of its physical toxins, and we purge our mind of its mental toxins, and we purge our soul of its spiritual toxins. And when we do so, we feel more intimate with Allah. And Allah knows that this feeling will touch base with us during this month of Ramadan. And that is why He said to us during this month of Ramadan, وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ. If we take a look at the individual position of a Muslim, whatever condition you are in your personal life, or whether we take a look at the broad existence of 1.3 billion Muslims in the world, whatever condition we are looking at, sometimes the question knocks on our mind. Why are we left up to this plight, or this, or that predicament? Why doesn't Allah come to help us when we are encountering hard times, as an individual, as a family, as a community, as a society, as a congregation, as a collective presence in this world? There are many times when this question entertains our feelings. Look at the plight of the Muslims in such areas as the Balkans, the Muslims in the Caucasus, the Muslims in North Africa, the Muslims in the Nile Valley, the Muslims in the Middle East, the Muslims in Central Asia. It's only a thinking mind that would pose the question, then, if we are so obedient to Allah, then why isn't Allah here? And Allah responds to this question not when your stomach is full. Allah doesn't respond to this question when you are an object of class materialism. Allah responds to this question when you are ready to receive His response. And Allah knew that if you were observing, Allah knows that if you are observing Ramadan correctly, then you will be ready for His answer. وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ. For those who persist in posing this type of question, when they look at the condition of the Muslims, then Allah is responding, فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ. I am nearby. I am at a close proximity. Allah says in another ayah, وَنَحْنُ أَقْرَبُ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ حَبْلِ الْوَرِيدِ. We are closer to Him, this human individual, than His jugular vein. But this is a fact because of the conditions and the circumstances around seems like a remote one. But in this month of Ramadan, Allah wants you and I and everyone to understand that He is nearby. وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِ إِذَا دَعَانِ. I will respond to any da'i once he calls upon me. Anyone who approaches me with a sincere demand or an honest request, then I will be there to respond to that request and demand. And that response doesn't necessarily mean a detectable response, something that you will immediately notice with your senses. Because Allah is not a human being. If we say on this occasion and during these days that we want those oppressive powers to expire, this can be expressed in many languages and in many phrases. But when we request from Allah that that be the case, how do you think that is going to come about? Is it going to come about in an action similar to that of Musa when Pharaoh was trailing him and the sea parted and then the Pharaoh and his administration drowned? Or is the response going to be that Allah will approach these types of dictators in His own way? And take a further look with the insight and the penetrating qualities of Ramadan. Take a look at what is happening to these who are doing or engineering the catastrophes, at least on the surface of it, what appears to be like catastrophes concerning Muslims in this world. What is happening to them? One immediate issue that anyone can notice is, if they have a change of climate, they are having difficulties coping with it. Unlike what they have experienced before. For the first time in the past month, the United States federal government shut down. Where has this happened before? And for the first time in history, the United States government was and has been involved in atrocities against the Muslims in this world. So there's a first time this and a first time that. And the Muslims approach Allah with their requests, with their demands. وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِ إِذَا دَعَانِ فَلْيَسْتَجِيبُوا لِي. And so this should be an incentive for us to call upon Allah. This will not cause us to abandon our course. Rather, it will solidify us on our path towards Allah. وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِ إِذَا دَعَانِ فَلْيَسْتَجِيبُوا لِي وَلْيُؤْمِنُوا بِي لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْشُدُونَ. Through this process and in this manner, we gain our mature existence in this world. We will no longer react to immediate events. The total information is in the possession of Allah, not in the possession of some intelligence agency or an overarching of intelligence agencies. They have a partial amount of information. The overall pool of information is in the possession of Allah. And if He wills, He will take them on at His appointed time and at His appointed location. And in that process, we continue in our dedication and in our devotion to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And for these surface appearances, such as genocide in the Balkans, such as a brutal Russian military campaign, to which the government in this country is playing absent. The whole issue doesn't exist to them. But the whole issue exists to Allah. And He is more knowledgeable of the intricacies of these affairs, far beyond the type of information that they surface with from time to time. During this month of Ramadan, as we are involved in this process of denial with moderation, يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ بِكُمُ الْيُسْرَ وَلَا يُرِيدُ بِكُمُ الْعُسْرَ. As we are involved in this, we are sure and we are confident that Allah is responding to the Muslims within these types of conditions. He's not responding to some idle Muslim who is withdrawn from reality and who is isolated from other Muslims and who is cut off from current events, much less those who claim to be Muslims but who are involved on the other side of the issue, who are participating in trying to undermine this growing and vital and vibrating Islamic reality that emerges from those committed Muslims who are steeped in Ramadan, schooled in Ramadan, and dedicated to this course of Ramadan, who listen to Allah when He says to them, وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِ إِذَا دَعَانِ فَلْيَسْتَجِيبُوا لِي وَلْيُؤْمِنُوا بِي لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْشُدُونَ. The call and the question that Allah is looking for are those that come from the quarters, the oppressed quarters of humanity, the oppressed quarters of the Islamic condition. Any cry that emerge from that condition, any appeal that are voiced from within that condition, there is where Allah is to be located. فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ. I am nearby. I am close to them. So we understand from this, for those who are observing this month of Ramadan, where there is pressure placed upon them. Our brothers, we may be here, there are a few inches of snow around, but there are other brothers of ours who are living in mountains where there are more than a few inches of snow, where the air is frigid, where physical conditions are life-threatening, and not only that, where there is a military machine that is at work against them. They are fasting in this month of Ramadan, and they read this same ayah, وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِ إِذَا دَعَانِ فَلْيَسْتَجِيبُوا لِي وَلْيُؤْمِنُوا بِي لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْشُدُونَ. Our complementation of theirs is the least that we can afford, is to stand a position, in a position that will represent their cause, that will be on the course to Allah, fi sabilillah. With this, we make this connection between us and the rest of those whose future, by Allah's promise, is theirs. وَعَدَ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِنْكُمْ وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ لَيَسْتَخْلِفَنَّهُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ. And part of this deputy position in this world is to experience these types of ties. Our compensation for not being in that frontline position is that Allah, who hears us and is near us, but He will grant us the privilege of sharing with them this type of frontline position when Allah decrees and when Allah writes it as our destiny in the future years to come in our lives. وَاللَّهُ غَالِبٌ عَلَىٰ أَمْرِهِ وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَ النَّاسِ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. أَقُولُ قَوْلِ هَذَا وَأَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ. أُدْعُوا اللَّهَ سُبْحَانَهُ وَأَنْتُمْ عَلَىٰ يَقِينٍ بِالْإِجَابَةِ وَتُوبُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ مَتَابًا إِنَّ اللَّهَ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِ إِذَا دَعَانِ فَلْيَسْتَجِيبُوا لِي وَلْيُؤْمِنُوا بِي لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْشُدُونَ. الحمد لله بجميع المحامد على جميع النعم، وصلى الله وسلم على المبعوث خيرا ورحمة وهدى لكافة الأمم محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. During the course of this month, as a matter of advice, we are encouraged to try as much as we can to trim our inclinations to discipline our desires. During the course of the year, we may develop a type of attraction to something. In most cases, Allah, Jallat Hikmatuh, wanted us to take the urge for having food at a certain rate and try to work that down during this month. It does not have to be done in any radical sense. It can be done gradually, but that is required to integrate into the divine reality and the meanings that unfold during this month. Another explanation for the ayah, شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان. And so the descending of the Quran, or the assimilation of its meanings, is a component of this month of Ramadan. Once we observe the restraining order of Allah from indulging in our appetites, by denying our desires their full extent, we open up a new avenue into understanding Allah's meanings and Allah's words. So that after we spend these weeks, we have a better understanding of how Allah is involved in our efforts and in the world around. We are no longer living within a phobia of existence. We live in a cosmic order of unlimited extensions in which Allah is the primary caretaker. شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان. This huda and the bayinat, the evidence of this huda, will go undetected if you don't make a sincere effort at trimming your desires, not eliminating them, at trimming them to gain an insight into the meaning of Allah's work in your life and in existence around you.